This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco, Mexico, and the phones are open as they always are. Our number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we're going to continue. We're going to take more of your calls and thoughts here. We'll go to the phones. But then also coming up, more about what's going on. The government shutdown is looming again, and just... few things make me happier. I just love hearing about these. I know they're just partial shutdowns, but still, it has really thrown these government bureaucrats for a tizzy, and they are not happy about it. A supposedly irreparable damage has been done to government morale, morale of the workers, which I say is good news. And honestly, we got Trump to thank for it. Let's go to Luke in New Jersey. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark, can you hear me?
New Jersey. Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Oh, guys, how you doing? I've been listening for a long time. It's my first time calling in, and I'm going to be coming to Acapulco Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
Looking forward to.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And looking forward to meeting you guys and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffith and... among other people. Anyway, question.
It'll probably be a lot harder to meet Ron Paul. I just want to temper your expectations. I know they did have a fancy dinner where people who paid for some extra thing were able to eat with Ron Paul. I don't know what that costs, Mark. You and I don't think we attended that.
Yeah, we're the riffraff. They don't give the help, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we're easy to meet. You'll have no problem doing that. You can probably pretty easily meet G. Edward Griffin. I think you see him kind of milling around.
Yeah, he's a real, he'll get out there and shake hands.
Ron Paul's not a milling around kind of guy. He he's there. He shows up. He gives his speech. He does the things he's obligated to do. And then he's one of those kind of folks that goes home. There's nothing inherently wrong with that. He's earned it, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But that's not to say he's rude or anything like that. Certainly if he's walking from, whatever car it is that drops him off to the stage and you manage to catch his attention, I would guess he would, acknowledge that you're there.
Well.
I think he's a nice, kind man. It's just, can you just imagine being Ron Paul and how difficult that must be, where last year at Acapulco it was 1,700 people. That room that we were in was standing room only. It was full to the brim with people.
Yep.
He can't meet them all.
He's the Libertarian's Beatles.
Yeah. I remember seeing him in Philadelphia during the Philadelphia Freedom before the 2012 election. It was freezing rain, horrible conditions. And the place was packed as far as the eye can see. You had people supporting him. It was amazing. And that was the only time I ever saw him. And it was very far away, and it was raining out and cold. But speaking of that, you guys are in Acapulco. It's right on the beach. Is there water sports right on the beach there?
I haven't seen any water skiing or anything.
They've
like
got that stuff, though. It's probably not in this area.
They've got
probably more in the tourist
sailing. I've seen the obviously there's a lot of tourists on beaches. You can rent a boat and go
this
out.
This isn't
fishing.
Where we're at right now, though. Isn't really like the touristy zone as much as
you can walk to that.
Is it that close?
Okay. Yeah, that close.
Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of tourist zone in Acapulco. There's all kinds of stuff like that here. But yeah, like Ron Paul, you mentioned you remember the first time you saw him. I think that's probably true of everybody, right? Like, you remember the first time you saw Ron Paul, right?
Tears were coming out of my eyes as I listened to him at the Liberty Forum in 2008.
Really?
I'm not kidding you. I mean, I just couldn't. I'd never heard anybody, a politician at the very least, stand up in front of a crowd, articulate in just such short little bursts the ideas of liberty.
Yep.
In front of an audience that was so receptive, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was great. And speaking of Donald Trump, you guys, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I'm a voluntarist. I'll vote in self defense if there's a really good reason to. But I am really happy about what he's been doing, ending these wars.
Yeah.
I think the first thing he did is made a law that for every regulation the government adds, they need to get rid of two of them.
That wasn't exactly what that law did, at least as I understand it. It was they had to identify two to repeal, but I don't know if that means they were obligated to actually repeal them. So that there was some questions around that, and I think it was more PR than anything else. I don't know if it actually ended up being anything beyond just sort of a position statement from Trump on that. Because the way it was written, we analyzed it at the time on Free Talk Live. It was like
shifty.
Yeah, you know, you could push a Mack truck through that loophole, basically, the way they wrote that one. But we'll look forward to seeing you up here, Luke. Thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it, and have a safe travel here to Acapulco next week. In fact, I heard that
maybe if we were less accessible, we'd be bigger stars. What do you think?
I'm not interested in being a star.
You just
that's why I'm in radio.
I'm going to be going around this crowd wearing a king outfit with green hair.
Oh my
hair.
God, are you really going to bring the king outfit?
Oh, I've
out
got
again?
The green king outfit. I've got also got a tuxedo with tails. I mean, I've got some ridiculous stuff that I. At this point, I have realized that
you know it's Acapulco. It's going to be blazing hot, right?
I know. I'll have shorts up underneath it if I feel like taking it off.
King Jackball. King Fool.
Great, whatever. what I've found is that people, I'm much more approachable if I just look like an idiot. You know, like I look silly.
So you're saying people are more likely to approach you with a king outfit on?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they want to know what's going on.
I see.
You know, there's some action going on here. I walk around.
There's a lunatic.
I walk around conventions.
Crazy people are fun to talk to. I'll give you that.
I walk around conventions wearing a suit, and I mean, I can't get anybody to talk to me to save my life. I walk around wearing a king outfit with green hair.
Well, now hold on.
I'm the star of the party.
Because when you got the green hair, which was we did a charity fundraiser for a Ugandan orphanage down in Africa, and that's a whole other story, but that's the reason why you got the hair dyed. And you were going to a conference shortly after that. I think it was the Miami Bitcoin conference,
right.
And you'd said you were going to be wearing a suit, or maybe it was to the next thing that you went to, which was sort of a conference thing as well after that.
Yep, I didn't wear a suit at all, but yes.
Did you find that when you weren't wearing the king outfit, would people ask you about the hair? Was it a conversation starter?
What I found was some people are very excited. Nobody says anything bad about the hair.
It looks good.
Some people are very excited about it and want to talk. Other people are kind of standoffish, like, I don't know what this person's about. Like,
sure.
Why does this old guy, I'm 47, have green hair, or it's kind of a teal, was the color at one point. Now it's kind of fading out. I don't mind. But
You did admit the other day you actually kind of like it.
There's some things I like about it. I get it. I mean, look, I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
My wife doesn't seem to be embarrassed
more
at all about it. Well, it certainly makes me look younger.
Yeah.
Because there's no gray in my head. That's
right.
One of the reasons. But
well, there is now on the sides, because you'd kind of cut that down.
Yeah, cut it down to where there's just sort of.
So you're kind of gray on the sides and green on the top now.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I think that you have to really understand what it's like to have a ridiculous colored head. You must do it yourself.
You got to do it. Yeah.
You just got to know what it's like. Come up with a really great reason, like I did, which is have an you're responsible for $35,000 being donated to an orphanage.
And have they gotten that money? What's the status on that situation?
Worked on that today. I actually sent, because we're in Acapulco, I can't wire the money. We now have the two pieces of property.
Well, now, the Shire Free Church is buying the property.
Correct.
Right? And there's somebody over there that you trust that's
working
helping facilitate that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The preacher man that I originally sent to sort of check on the
situation. An independent who lived outside of the area. Because this is our second fundraiser for the Ugandan orphanage. The first one was to build the orphanage. The second one here is to purchase some land on which the kids at the orphanage can, farm.
Grow food, yeah.
And, feed themselves and also maybe make some money by selling their wares at the market was the idea.
Right.
To make them productive rather than having to beg, essentially.
So I can't wire money from Mexico because we're down here.
Mm-hmm.
However, I sent some earnest money to hold the two pieces of property that we want.
I see.
And so one piece of property is actually in town. It's about an acre. And one of the problems is with the land there is that people use the clay for bricks. So you've got to make sure the land hasn't been stripped of its topsoil. So we have to check it all out. And that sort of thing to make sure.
So due diligence is being done here, is what you're saying. All right, so more on the way here. You can learn more about that over at, what is it?
Hope.freetalklive.com.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today. FreeEscapeBook.com. FreeEscapeBook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco for day number two of what is not quite going to be 2 weeks, but close to it. Broadcasting both live and recorded. We're going to do live shows all the way up through Anarchapulco, which kicks off on Thursday, and then we will be recording the shows during the day and playing them back for you at night when we are normally live, because it's impossible to do a show from an event live because we're a nighttime show. And that's, by that time, everybody's out partying at these events, so it's impossible.
Yep.
It's very, very, yeah. Our shows sucked when we did them live from these events by comparison to how they are now, where we get to bring over the guests whenever it is the guest wants to come over, talk to them for as long as we, feel like we need to talk to them, not being pressured by, breaks or timing or anything like that. I mean, there's still timing involved because we got to record show segments to a very specific length. But beyond that, if they say the F word, we can just stop and then delete that and then keep going. But that's the only editing we do. We're not editing these whenever we do interviews at like Anarchapulco or whatever. There's only editing for curse words and the occasional if I screw up and let the segment go too long, then I usually have to truncate something out of it. But those are the only times. We don't edit for content or anything like that. So stick with us for that. That's going to continue. You can, of course, subscribe to our podcast over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That is where you can sign up to follow not only the full show archives, but we've also got the Free Talk Live Daily Digests as well. So that's a nice 20, 30-minute breakdown of some of the stuff that we talked about on the previous night's show, and it's thanks to Riley Blake for putting those together for us. You can subscribe to our main feed, which has both of those things in it, or you can subscribe to one feed or the others. You can just get the digests.
Right. Maybe you just don't have the time to listen to the whole show.
A lot of people are time-challenged. I mean, if you're one of the lucky folks with a short commute, then you might not have time to listen to a 2-hour long show every single day. So we got options for you. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's feeds.freetalklive.com. So I mentioned this earlier, Mark. It's good news. The Daily Caller reporting White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley. They must have fired the other one. That's a name I didn't recognize.
No.
Didn't they have wasn't it like the daughter of that old Alabama guy? What was his name? I forget. The guy that ran for president that one time. Anyways, I think the press secretary's changed out again. Warned of a possible government shutdown if Congress doesn't deliver funding for a border wall in a Friday morning gaggle with reporters at the White House. Quote, "We're on the verge of a government shutdown again because Democrats won't come to the table to have a conversation about securing the country.
We're going to have a shutdown, and this time it's going to be the Democrats' fault."
So what you're referring to is the last shutdown started when the Republicans were still in charge.
Right, right.
Gidley warned, as a February 15th deadline for congressional negotiations comes to a close. According to the Daily Caller story here, Trump told reporters Thursday at the White House after being briefed on the progress of the talks by Republican Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, saying, quote, "We'll see what happens, but I certainly hear they're working on something, and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens. We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option. Let's see what happens."
You won't need border security if you let more people in. If he's increasing immigration, you won't need border security. Because what we found with immigrants during the economic downturn is when there weren't enough jobs to go around, they left. People were sneaking across the border the other direction. And I mean, that makes perfectly good sense. So if immigrants come to this country and you fill up the low-paying jobs that Americans won't take or whatever, and with people that, are now here, and by the way, it used to be just sort of a migrant economy. People could move back and forth across the border, but, that's been stopped by this whole border conversation. So I guess we're not going to be able to have that conversation. And, you let people come in and do these jobs, then by God, they'll do the jobs and the immigrants won't come illegally. Not nearly as many.
Yeah, the proposal, we don't know. I haven't heard anything. If you have, let us know. What is the proposal Trump is, or has he made one yet, for how he intends to get the largest number of legal immigrants into the United States? Because if it doesn't involve rolling back the regulations on immigration, then that's not good. I mean, then it's just talk. It has to involve some sort of action. It has to involve making the bureaucracy more negotiable, making it easier to get through for these folks that want to come here. If you want to increase immigration, that's how you have to do it. If you want to increase legal immigration, that's how you have to do it. You've got to make the legal channels understandable, easy, and not this complex maze of nonsense with ridiculous application fees, the mandating of hiring a lawyer, otherwise you're basically dead in the water because you don't know how to navigate the bureaucratic morass. I mean, it's just impossible. It's so difficult to immigrate here, despite the claims, you know, oh, there's all these people illegally immigrating. Yeah, there are, but a lot of them have legal assistance. You know, they've had the ability to hire a lawyer. Maybe their family worked their butts off for a decade saving money to hire an attorney so they could finally get through the ridiculous process, which sometimes takes another decade or two.
As I understand it, just to get a coyote to take you across the border is $10,000. One might ask, if this $10,000 is on the table, why is the American government leaving it there to the hands of organized crime?
Yeah, that is a good question.
I mean, you know, if it just costs $10,000 to send your third son to America to work to send some money back home to the hacienda or whatever, then, you know, maybe they'll come up with $10,000 to do that.
Trump, according to the story here, the negotiations are the result of a 35-day government shutdown lasting from late December through January, when Trump demanded $5.7 billion in funding for his proposed wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer refused to give in to his demand and offered only $1.6 billion in border security funding, with the stipulation that no funding could be used for new construction on a wall. Now, one of the things Trump did recently to upset the conservatives before he made this recent speech that upset them was he came to the table and offered some immigration eases. He wanted to, like, make it easier for the DACA people or whatever to get citizenship, and said, hey, look, I'm willing to do this if you'll give me the wall. And they still weren't willing to give him the wall funding in that case. And so it's a very interesting negotiation that's going on. Normally I find politics to be boring as hell, but Trump, he makes it interesting.
Yeah, I think that, a generation of Rush Limbaugh has gotten us is that there's really going to be no negotiation on this. The people who want what they want, mm-hmm. and they're not going to change what they want. There's no negotiation on this issue.
And Trump's willing to upset all these government workers in order to keep his position strong, which I just love.
He's willing
to
upset both sides of the political, both sides of the swamp on this.
That's right.
Too.
I love that.
Right. And, you know, you don't make a deal without negotiating. And I'm sorry that Americans didn't think that that was going to be the case, but that's how a deal maker works. And look, you can want what you want on immigration. Whatever you think is perfect. I know you're a super genius. You've got it right. However, there are 300 million Americans that are also super geniuses, and they also think they have it right. So you're going to have to, in order to get whatever you think the important part of your plan is, you're going to have to compromise. Or you can just bang your fists on the table and stomp your feet on the ground and talk about how everybody else is an idiot.
Trump agreed in late January to temporarily reopen the government for 3 weeks until February 15th and allow for a period of negotiation, stipulating that a national emergency declaration is all but certain if his terms are not met. But the negotiations have been fraught from the beginning, with many of the Democrats on the conference committee saying unequivocally they will not support wall funding. So get ready. The 15th is just around the corner. That's what, 1 week from today? Yep, 1 week from today. So next Friday.
Yep.
It could be happening again.
The wall is a political football.
All right, we come back with more. Your thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker telling a House committee that he's not interfered in any way with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I can assure this committee that before appointing me to this position, the President did not ask for and I did not provide any commitments, promises concerning the Special Counsel's investigation or any other investigation.
During the confrontational hearing, Democrats lined up to grill Whitaker over his ascension to Acting Attorney General. Virginia Democrat Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax hit with a new allegation of sexual assault Friday afternoon, just days after he was accused of assaulting another woman in 2004. Fairfax denied the newest claim, labeling it demonstrably false. Meredith Watson alleges she was raped by Fairfax in 2000, while both were students at Duke University. Earlier this week, California college professor Vanessa Tyson accused Fairfax of forcing her to perform oral sex on him in 2004. The Dow closes higher Friday for the seventh straight week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you'd have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. We're here in beautiful Acapulco. It is nighttime. It's cooled down a little bit here. It's probably, what, around 80 degrees right now, I would say.
Maybe lower than that.
82.
Yeah, really?
82, according
sweltering.
To the internet.
It's sweltering. I mean, I'm out here in shorts. And
are you serious? Are you really saying it's sweltering out here? No, it's not. It's actually pretty nice.
Well, look, you know, these Yankees complain about anything above 80, like they're going to die.
Well, they are Yankees. Anyway, we're here. It's Ian and Mark. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got the Discord on air, call-in line rooms. And, Mark, I think you wanted to tell us about AnyPay.Global.
Yeah, well, AnyPay.Global is... if you what is it? What do you call it? Point of sale POS simple system? Excuse me.
Yeah.
If you've got a retail business and you're looking for a solution for cryptocurrency acceptance when it comes to point of sale, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet address in their setup page, and then load their app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. It's AnyPay.Global. Ian, what are the crypto that they accept?
There's a bunch of them now. I've got on my AnyPay right now Dash, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dogecoin, Horizon, Litecoin, and
and XRP, a.k.a. Ripple, which is one of their newest ones. And they just re-enabled Bitcoin Cash within the last week or two. There was some. They had to kind of rebuild that from the ground up, and so it's good to have that back on board now.
AnyPay.global is the website.
It is awesome. I had the opportunity this week to be interviewed. I won't say which major financial media. Yes, we are live. I don't know if you can hear the car alarm in the background there. But I won't say which major financial media publication interviewed me, and they interviewed, it was like one of those, it's going to be one of those articles about using Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in real life. And so the person who wrote the article was informed, of course, about what's been going on in New Hampshire, like in Keene and Portsmouth. And one of the questions was about, you know, what do you pay with? You know, what's the system? How's it? What's it like paying with in real life with cryptocurrency? And of course, in real life in Keene and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, almost every business that takes crypto is using the AnyPay system.
Yep, they make it easy.
It is super easy to use. So AnyPay, hopefully, will get some good coverage out of that particular story. I'll share it with you guys once we actually, you know, once it's published. Again, I don't know when it's going to be put out there, but the author will let me know once that happens. So yeah.
It's not a software without its problems, but the crew over there is extraordinarily responsive.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And actually, it's, I would say, pretty bug free these days. There was some, you know, there were some bumpy roads in the early days where, you know, there was some downtime, but I would say these days it's up 99.9% of the time. The issue I had recently was my phone's fault, where even though it looked like I had internet, I didn't. Like, I couldn't pay with both Edge Wallet and Coinomi. When I did, you know, I thought maybe it was Edge that was having trouble, so I loaded up Coinomi, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be the internet. So I restarted kind of my internet connection, and then it worked fine. So it wasn't even AnyPay's fault. A lot of the times, it's user error rather than AnyPay.
But they're still responsive.
Or a technology error, you know. So, you can join us here. Let's change gears, Mark. We've been talking a lot about D.C. here tonight and Trump upsetting the conservatives, upsetting the liberals. I got to say,
his drawing breath upsets the liberals.
Yeah, I love it. I love that about him. But we haven't talked about Venezuela in a little while, and here is some of the latest news out of Venezuela. This story I pulled into my show prep a few days ago. The Associated Press reporting out of Caracas that opposition leader Juan Guaido's calls for Venezuelans to abandon Nicolas Maduro's government are booming across the world outside. But the self-declared interim president is having a harder time delivering his message at home.
Yeah, I imagine it's very difficult for him.
Watchdog groups in Venezuela and abroad say Guaido's efforts to reach citizens via the internet have been hindered by the dominant provider. Guess who?
The government.
That's right. CAN TV is what it's called. I don't know what that stands for, but that's the government's internet provider. It's a country where critical newspapers and broadcast media have already been muzzled since January 23rd, when Guaido proclaimed himself interim president, and when protests against Maduro's rule broke out again, mind you, because that's been happening. CAN TV blocked access to social media sites at least four times, according to monitoring groups. Those disruptions have coincided with politically significant events, including a rally attended by thousands of people recently and a January 27th nighttime speech that Guaido live-streamed on Periscope to call for a new round of protests and urge members of the military to
defect. They're pulling
down
the internet so that when this guy does a live stream, it's interrupted. Man, that's petty.
At the very least, they're blocking the stream. Okay, they're probably not blocking the entire internet from people.
Okay.
But they're saying, oh, Guaido's on Periscope, block.
I see.
We'll just block all of Periscope, right, at that time. You can still get to the government's websites during that time, for sure. CAN TV, get this, they account for about 70% of Venezuela's fixed internet connections and 50% of mobile. Hey, Americans. Those of you out there who have been saying, you know, we need government to run the internet connections here, because then it'll be fair. Because they'll do it right in New York, right, when the government runs the internet connections.
Right, New York's not known for political corruption or anything.
No, no. It'll be democratic internet.
Well, it'll be that.
And that's part of the problem, is whoever's in charge of the government at that time will be in charge of the internet.
Yeah, this is the problem with making decisions based on any kind, you know, using the government to make any kind of decision. It's just a bad idea because the people in power are going to go after the people who are not in power.
Right, your internet connection has become a political football.
If you aren't looking at Facebook these days and don't see your friends complaining about Trump or extolling Trump, you're looking at a different Facebook than I'm looking at. And these people, they just fit the NPC meme so thoroughly.
NPC means non-player character.
Yeah, this non-player character, because they're just like, oh yeah, well, I just hate this guy for whatever he does, or I love this guy for whatever he does. You're not even thinking about it, people.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the NPC meme, this isn't related to Venezuela. We can get back into that. But since you brought it up, we now have custom sticker thingies, custom emojis, I guess is the right word, on our Discord server.
Okay.
So people have been asking for this, like, hey, can you give us these custom? I'm like, sure, yeah, just send me what you want. And I picked the ones that I like. So there's some NPC memes now that you can use. I picked one of you, Mark. There's a picture of you in that moment you were so angry in the studio that you, like, swung the microphone and you said a bunch of words you're not supposed to say on the radio. I picked a screen grab out from that. It's really, really small, so it's hard to really make out any details in them.
Yeah.
But if you click the little GIF, not the GIF button, it's like one of the, maybe it's the smiley face button on the Discord server. You can see our custom stuff there. So check out the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners there.
They're tiny little things.
Yeah, they are. But anyway, we can continue here. And so Can TV, 70% of their fixed internet connections and 50% of mobile, as well as NetBlocks, a non-government group based in Europe that monitors internet censorship, NetBlocks said that. They found that the government provider blocked Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube during 12 of the 13 minutes that Guaido's speech lasted. So the stream could only be seen without interruptions by people using privately run internet providers. Now that's just the live speech. You know, people don't care that much about live anymore, Mark. I mean, it's hard to say that in the business, the radio business where...
On Free Talk Live.
Where we're live 7 nights a week. But, we're in the playback generation here, record and playback generation, where everything's on demand. I mean, the idea that you missed Guaido's speech... Can they block every copy of his speech that ends up getting made and put on dozens of different YouTube channels this? No way. I mean, that cat's going to get out of the bag. This is a desperate move.
Have you ever tried to keep a cat in a bag?
No. More coming up here in moments. We got time for you if you want to jump on the lines here. But this is what happens. You put the government in charge of the internet, and you're going to get censorship, period. Remember, they tried doing this during the Arab Spring. They shut down Twitter. And so people had to
probably more effectively
to alternative DNS providers in order to get around the blocks. There are always ways around it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here in this episode of the show, day number 2 from Acapulco. With you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian
and Mark.
And coming up next week, we'll be at Anarchapulco starting on Thursday. But we're doing live shows basically now through Tuesday. So we'll be here on the weekend. You and me, Mark, we're doing our shows.
You say the studio, but our studio doesn't even have walls.
No, it's true. There's a wall behind us. It's not really even a wall. It's a screen door. And then we've got a beautiful view of what is now a dark sky. And the, there's not really that. There's hotels around here, but it's not the touristy version of Acapulco where we're at. I mean, there's a bunch. Like, I was just walking down, walking around, just kind of looking around, seeing what's in this area today. And there's like a bunch of just little hole-in-the-wall hotels. I don't know, you've been walking around here more times than I have. Did you notice that? Like, you walk, 100 feet and you pass by a couple, these tiny little hole in the walls. They look like somebody's house, but they painted hotel,
well,
out
they're
on,
bigger than that in many cases. They look like old hotels is what they look like to me.
But there's a bunch of them.
No, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. And I haven't seen a whole lot of restaurants, but I haven't been doing a lot of exploration quite yet. We've been pretty busy here.
Restaurants are wall to wall around this section of town.
Are they? I didn't see a whole lot of them today when I was walking.
No, you went in the back area.
Okay,
La Playa.
I guess I don't know. I went down the main drag here, and there was a grocery store. And an OXXO, which is one of those kind of 7-Eleven looking places. But there's a lot to see in Acapulco. I mean, we're just in one tiny little section of it. There's the downtown is tremendous. We did some shopping at a mall
just yesterday. Mark, that was pretty amazing. We covered that briefly on the show last night.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with the mall, as you can imagine. But they have Sam's Club, just like any old place.
Yep, they do. Although there's a man with a gun standing at the front of Sam's Club here. I mean, maybe there's some of those in the United States in big cities, but I've never seen one. Of course, I don't go to Sam's Club.
Well,
so
you don't have. So even if you see
a man with a shotgun,
even if you see a security guard with a handgun, remember it doesn't matter what the gauge of the caliber of the piece of metal that flies through you. It will kill you.
Sure.
So, you know, the guy with the handgun is probably about as deadly as the guy with the shotgun. The shotgun just is much more intimidating.
It looks more intimidating.
And, well, I mean, you can aim better with it and that sort of thing. I mean, if you're dealing with people coming at you, you want the shotgun, not the handgun. But, you know, that's just how they do it down here.
So we're here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts. You're welcome to join us. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To the phones and to David in New Mexico. Listening online, go ahead. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Presuming my buttons are working here. And they are. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the memories. I had a one-on-one conversation with Sam once. Walton.
With who?
Oh, Sam,
okay.
Walton.
About?
At the time when, what about? Just chit-chat. I ran into him at a non-commercial airport, just at a little airport. He was flying his plane. I was flying mine, and there was...
How did you know it was him? I mean, I wouldn't know Sam Walton if I mean, he's dead now, but, you know, I wouldn't know Sam Walton if I just happened to encounter him.
Well, I happen to have lived down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is down the area where he's from, and so I'd seen his likeness a few times. Plus, there was
like in the newspaper or something.
Yeah. But plus, it was pretty easy because he was coming for a Walmart grand opening in a small town in Minnesota, and the crew from the store was there to meet him, and so it was pretty obvious.
Okay.
Yeah, but I managed to get him off to the side and had about a five, not quite 10 minute conversation with him one on one. So that was pretty cool.
Sounds pretty cool.
Cool. One more to you're short on time, so one more in the long list of corrupt judges and politicians in New Mexico that I've been providing you.
All right.
This is a funny one. I ran into a guy who was working as an usher in a movie theater a few years back, and I was telling him the corruption stories that I'd encountered in New Mexico courts, and so he told me his. He had just gotten out of prison. He had spent 13 years in prison for selling cocaine.
Oh.
And he, at the time he was selling cocaine, he was a state employee. He was an engineer for the state of New Mexico. And his clientele were all the white collar employees in his area in New Mexico government. One of his buyers was a judge that sat on the court in the city in which he lived, which in this case was Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
And so this judge was buying cocaine from him for years. And then the judge
was this a criminal statement. Court judge, a judge whose job it would be to put people in jail for selling or possessing cocaine?
Well, obviously, because he put his own drug dealer, the guy I was talking to, he put this guy in jail for 13 years, and that's the funny part of it. The drug dealer guy, the state of New Mexico employee engineer that was selling drugs on the side to all the other state employees, including this judge, didn't like it one day when the judge made some comment about, you know, not using some hypocritical comment. To the press, it was in the newspaper about not using cocaine or not, you know, bad things about cocaine, people who use cocaine, all at the same time that he was using it. So what this drug dealer guy did is he took a photograph that he had of the judge snorting cocaine off the hood of a car.
Wow.
And he published that photograph. And so guess what? So then the cops find this drug dealer state employee guy, and they arrest him on some new drug charges. So the guy was a drug dealer, but he got arrested on a drug deal that he never did. He got arrested and hauled into court, charged and tried and convicted of a drug sale that he never made, that was completely made up. The judge that was trying him was the judge that he had humiliated.
I'm surprised he couldn't get a recusal if he'd published this picture, that at the very least he could demand the recusal on those grounds.
You can demand it, but the judge himself is the one who has to grant it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If he doesn't, then you've got to appeal.
you've got to appeal that decision.
I'm surprised he wouldn't get an, you know, win on an appeal.
And there's a certain term for that. I forget what it is. It's where you basically you pause the trial in order to appeal a thing. There's a certain legal term for that.
That would be an interlocutory appeal.
Yeah, interlocutory. Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know how it all went down. Yeah.
Anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
I was once in Mexico, and I was in a, you know, like an old west town right on the border town. This was like 20, 30 years ago. And I walked into a saloon, and it was like a scene out of, you know, some old western movie. You know, standing there watching the band, and people are sitting at tables having drinks, and they're all wearing cowboy hats and that whole look. And then in walked the federales, and they're all big guys, all over 6 feet tall, carrying submachine guns, walking into the bar. So that's a different. You were talking about the guy with the gun out in front of Sam's Club, and so it's like being in America, being in a bar, and then just as a normal practice, the SWAT team walks in and just kind of hangs out in the bar with all their SWAT equipment. So that was kind of a. Yeah, so,
you see those guys everywhere down here. I thank you, David, for the call tonight. Saw a bunch of them just kind of lounging around yesterday as we were driving in downtown Acapulco. I was looking over on the side of the road, and there was just a load of these federales. Just, I mean, probably at least 15, maybe 20 of them.
Yep.
Just lounging.
I saw six trucks full of them going by. Different different
six types. In a row?
Yep, six in a row. Different types of cops. So state, federales, municipal, each of them up there with these sort of racks on the back of the pickup truck and rifles in their hands.
Let's go to the phones here. Nick is on the line in New Mexico. Nick, you got to turn down whatever it is you're listening to there. Are you with us? That's all right. You got to talk to us, not listen. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a good scoop on Bezos.
Okay.
My friend is kind of into hacking and computers and stuff, and I guess, I don't know, somehow he got his hands on it.
You're saying he got his hands on a picture of Bezos' junk, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but guess what? Where there should be junk, it's just a barcode.
Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah. You know, a lot of these...
Stand me, baby.
Yeah, so this is, again, throwback to the conversation we had earlier about pictures of junk on the Internet. And somebody had called in to say that Leo Laporte's had his junk on the Internet, and he actually ended up posting that picture in the Discord chat. And how can you tell? I mean, if it's just a picture of somebody's junk, unless it's a wide shot where you can see their face, and of course, even now we know that things like that can be easily faked. How do you know, right? Unless somebody can certify, one of his ex-girlfriends or whatever can certify, oh, yeah, there's his birthmark or whatever. I mean, you don't know. You don't know. Who knows? Out of time for tonight. But we will be back tomorrow from this beautiful location in Acapulco, Mexico. You still got time to get down here if you're the last-minute type of person. If you've been procrastinating about Anarchapulco, you still got a whole, basically, most of a week before the official event kicks off.
And if not, we'll tell you all about it.
And we certainly will tell you about a portion of it because we can't know all about it because we can only experience a fraction of the event. But we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.